As we come into prayer today, we bring our honest and authentic selves to God, and we ask God to quiet us with His love. God says in Psalm 46, verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." Match these words with the rhythm of your breathing in these moments of quiet centering. As you listen to this first reading of the scripture text, ask for the Holy Spirit to bring it to life for you, as if you're hearing it for the very first time. Don't try to analyze or interpret it. Just receive. Our scripture reading today is Ezekiel chapter 17, verses 22 to 24. Listen to God's word. Thus says the Lord God, "I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of a cedar. I will set it out. I will break off a tender one from the topmost of its young twigs. I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel, I will plant it, in order that it may produce boughs and bear fruit, and become a noble cedar. Under it, every kind of bird will live. In the shade of its branches will nest winged creatures of every kind. All the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I bring low the high tree. I make high the low tree. I dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will accomplish it." For this second reading, listen for a word or phrase that catches your attention, that comes into bold print or shimmers for you. Maybe it's a word or phrase that stirs your curiosity, or comforts you, or even agitates you. Listen for a word or phrase from Scripture that invites you to pause and linger. Thus says the Lord God, "I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of a cedar. I will set it out. I will break off a tender one from the topmost of its young twigs. I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. on the mountain height of Israel. I will plant it, in order that it may produce boughs and bear fruit, and become a noble cedar. Under it, every kind of bird will live. In the shade of its branches will nest winged creatures of every kind. All the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I bring low the high tree. I make high the low tree. I dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will accomplish it. If a word or phrase has caught your attention, begin to chew on it. How does this word or phrase connect with your life or longings? What does this word or phrase stir in you as you ponder it? Thus says the Lord God, I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of a cedar. I will set it out. I will break off a tender one from the topmost of its young twigs. I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel, I will plant it, in order that it may produce boughs and bear fruit, and become a noble cedar. Under it, every kind of bird will live. In the shade of its branches will nest winged creatures of every kind. All the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I bring low the high tree. I make high the low tree. I dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will accomplish it. Whatever you're noticing about your response to this word or phrase from Scripture, bring it into conversation now with God and listen for how God is responding to you through His Word. What is God's invitation or call to you? How will you respond? Thus says the Lord God, I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of a cedar. I will set it out. I will break off a tender one from the topmost of its young twigs. I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel, I will plant it, in order that it may produce boughs and bear fruit, and become a noble cedar. Under it, every kind of bird will live. In the shade of its branches will nest winged creatures of every kind. All the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I bring low the high tree. I make high the low tree. I dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will accomplish it. In the quiet, enjoy a time of wordless communion with God. In the trustworthy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, and Redeemer. Amen.